This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Although the bubbles may be overflowing this weekend, globally, people are drinking less wine. French winemakers in particular are struggling to sell the 8 billion bottles they produce each year. Young people are drinking less, and red wine in particular is kind of going out of fashion. The BBC's Will Bain reports.
Both the drinking and production of wine are an integral part of French culture. But in recent years, vineyard owners like Bastien Mercier have seen demand fall, particularly among young people. He shows me his cellar, which is full of unsold wine.
I've got more than 500,000 litres, which represents about 650,000 bottles. That's several years of production.
His family own the Mercier vineyard in Bordeaux in southwest France, but got into severe financial difficulties.
Everything seemed completely black. In the evenings, my father and I cried. In October last year, we were declared insolvent. In December, we went into receivership. We were getting letters and phone calls from our creditors every day.
The Mercier isn't alone. Thousands of winemakers in France are also struggling. Export sales were affected by Britain leaving the European Union and President Trump's decision to impose a 25% import tariff. But there's also been a big change in drinking habits. Jean-Philippe Perruti is from the consultants Wine Intelligence.
There are less than 1 in 10 French adults who would drink wine more than 3 or 4 times per week. So daily or almost daily. 40 years ago, it was about half of the French population.
He says young people now drink half as much as those aged over 55, and they're also turning away from red wine. At Café Carnival in Bordeaux, I speak to friends Pierre Arquette, Juliette Beaumont and Amélie Corbett about wine.
When we drink wine, it's a party rosé. Red wine is more for special occasions, for a meal.
I don't like red wine. I prefer white.
It's too bitter.
I like wine, but I only drink it with my family. I drink beer with my friends.
The winemaker, Bastien Mercier, says that's pretty upsetting to hear.
Where is French identity? Where did we go wrong? I think the answer is that we have failed to educate the new generation to appreciate these things.
The French government is now spending millions of dollars helping vineyard owners dig up their vines. They'll receive just over $6,500 per hectare and can use the land for something different. Alain Sichel is the president of the Bordeaux Wine Council.
It's necessary for the industry as a whole to bring production in line with commercial capacity.
But he doesn't believe it's the end of the French wine industry, just an unavoidable evolution.
We need to broaden the spectrum of Bordeaux wines, increasing the production of white wine and rosé wines. Also on the red wines, inventing new styles.
Some winemakers are also concentrating on producing premium red wine, as the older people who make up most of the market have more disposable income. One of those is Estelle Romage, who owns Château Lestrille.
I sell less of the entry level red wines, and I sell more of the wines that have been aged in barrels or have more complexity to them.
And winemaker Bastien Mercier has another idea up his sleeve. He's not just selling the wine for parties now, he's attracting more customers by hosting them himself in out-of-town locations.
Think red and white checkered tablecloths, fresh bread, 300 gram steaks of French beef, all of that with strings of coloured light bulbs and music.
He says he's determined to fight to save his business and France's global reputation as the home of the wine industry. I'm the BBC's Will Bain for Marketplace.